Florida's Attorney General, Ashley Moody, is shedding light on the child trafficking that is occurring, taking place down at the southern border. And it's about damn time. But for whatever reason, mainstream media is still ignoring it. And I think we all know why. It's a big trafficking ring, child trafficking, human trafficking, drug smuggling. A lot is going on at the borders. And in March, Ashley Moody, again, the Florida Attorney General, accused the Biden administration, and more specifically the head of the DHS, Mayorkas, of enabling child traffickers. During an interview with Fox News, she says, it is shocking to me that we are having to talk about such a flimsy case against former president talking about Trump, instead of talking about a months-long Florida grand jury investigation showing the Biden administration facilitating the trafficking and abuse of children. And she's absolutely right. And she's saying exactly what I've been saying, is that all of this political theater is nothing but cover for the deep state, globalist, powers that be, whatever you want to call them, right? Many different names. This political theater is doing nothing but covering important issues such as this. And you have to say to yourself, even if you're not a conspiracy theorist, right? Even let's say you're not like Jamarro, right? And you don't believe that your government would ever be involved in child trafficking. You would have to stop and think to yourself, what happened to the days when they used to air missing children alerts? Remember that? Remember they used to, you rarely see that anymore. And I started covering this back in, I'm going to say 2016. These girls went missing in D.C. and the D.C. mayor pretended like it didn't happen. And she's still the mayor, unfortunately. And I can go in, I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole, but you have to, at some point, come to the understanding and realization that a non-response is compliance. And Attorney General Moody is absolutely right. These people are compliant. They're facilitating. They are enabling. These child traffickers. So I want to get down into this article here, and that's actually coming from Jamarro 1290, my website, which is up, by the way. It's up. The official website is up now. This is what she said. She said, you have a grand jury that's been looking at foreign children smuggled into our nation, then moved around in our country, often put with people they don't know. They've lost track of tens of thousands of children. Okay, and the fact that, and I'm saying this, and I'm damn it, I'm just going to say it. The fact that the left, Democrats, okay? Yeah, I don't make it a political issue, but God damn it, it's a political issue right now. Yeah, I'm going to say it because I call the Republicans out when I need to call them out. And I'm going to call the Democrats out on this. You people are guilty as hell. because I know this for a fact. Liberals have accused Republicans of being QAnon conspiracy theorists. Every time they bring up child trafficking, child smuggling, especially these foreign children. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what these goddamn liberals are doing. Especially these politicians. Let me tell you what they're doing. They are using racism as a cover to allow these children to be trafficked. Now, what they do is they'll say, Republicans are only talking about the border because they hate all minorities. No. There is a huge child trafficking ring taking place, especially at the Texas-Mexican border, especially down there. But it's happening all over the country. It's nationwide. They bring in these unaccompanied foreign children. And what happens is, and matter of fact, credit to Florida AG Moody for pointing this out. It's somewhere down in the article here. But she's saying something I already know. They bring these children, these unaccompanied children who literally disappear. They disappear. And nobody knows what happens to them. And that leaves them open to be raped, robbed, passed around. You know? And God knows what else. But you have these liberals, these so-called liberals, these Democrats that pretend like it's not an issue, that it's not happening, and that any talk about what's going on at the border is nothing but white supremacy and racism. They don't give a damn about these children. And you don't, you lie to me. You can't lie to me and say that you do. You don't. I know because when I bring it up to Democrats, they act like they don't give a shit. Excuse my language. They act like they don't give a damn. The only side that has actually brought it out, and it's ironic because they accuse Republicans of being racist. Now, trust me, the Republicans have their faults. Many of them. Plenty. I can point to dumb shit that Republicans do all day long. But the irony of it all is, while the liberals, the Democrats, pretend to be caring, they care so much about minorities, they pretend like they don't know that these children are being trafficked. They turn a blind eye to it. And therefore, they are complicit because they know it's happening. I'm talking about especially these Democrats that are in leadership. They know. The Nancy Pelosi's of the world, yeah, they know. They know exactly what the hell is going on. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say either one, they're making money off of it, or two, they're involved with individuals or maybe even a group. They have associates, business associates that are making money off of this child trafficking ring because it's a ring. It's not just, you know, one or two children going missing. No, that's not what's happening. It's a ring. And there was a report, and excuse me for not keeping up with all of my paperwork here. You don't know how busy I am. But there was a report around, may have been 2017. Basically, what people don't understand is that child trafficking child trafficking, human trafficking, and organ harvesting. That's what I was trying to think of. Organ harvesting are like, that's like the new drug trade or the new drug sale. Okay? There's big money being made. In the same way the CIA during the Bush era, during Reagan and Bush, but Bush was the real president under Reagan. Let's keep it real. We can go into that some other time, but the same way the CIA was involved in the so-called war on drugs, right, which the government was the biggest drug dealer in the world, okay? It's the same thing is going on with child trafficking, human trafficking, organ harvesting, especially in China. It's big money, big, big money being made. And you saw what happened during the 2020 pandemic with the... it was actually after post 2020 pandemic. It was during the vax mandates. You saw how much influence and power Big Pharma had over all the news corporations. So it's the same thing, and this is my conclusion to the whole matter. The reason why child trafficking, human trafficking, organ harvesting is not in the mainstream is because of the same reason why Big Pharma gets a pass and you're not allowed to speak about, vax injuries or anything like that in the mainstream media. It's for that same purpose, for the same reason, the money. The money, I believe, at the top of the pyramid, these children are definitely being pimped out. They go missing. Nobody knows who they are. They've come here illegally anyway, supposedly illegally. You know, you want to call it that, whatever. But regardless, nobody knows who they are. They go missing. No one's going to find them. Then they have the cartels pimping them out. These children are sold into sex slavery and slavery in general. You don't know what happens to these children. You know, they could be years before they are freed. If that even happens, if that's even an option for them. Okay. So anyway, I'm kind of rambling. Let me pause for a moment. I'm going to come back and try to get more into what the actual attorney general was talking about. Okay. So like I promised, I'm going to try not to ramble. Try to get back into what Florida's attorney general was speaking on. She called the Biden administration the trafficker in chief. Okay. Which by all means is true. And according to a 21st century report, And I posted this on Jamarl 1290. I'm going to post it on 1290 ATW as well. Those are the two sites, Jamarl 1290 and 1290 ATW. It says, according to the 21st Century Report, the grand jury found over 200,000 unaccompanied minors entered the U.S. since Biden became president. All right. Unaccompanied minors. And then the report states that children are exposed to unhealthy conditions, sex trafficking, robbery, rape. Of course, again, you have the cartels kidnapping children. There was a report back in 2021. I spoke on this on the old Mauro report. There were legal immigrants, people that have, you know, they've gotten their paperwork, documents and everything. And they were saying that what, man, this is crazy. You can only imagine. They're saying that gang members, you know, MS-13 would cross the border because the border was wide open. You know, Biden left the border wide open. They crossed the border and kidnap let's say you have a Latino, Spanish, Hispanic American. They would kidnap them, or they would threaten them, you know, because a lot of times their family members are still in their native countries. So they would, you know, kidnap a family member in their native country and basically tell them, look, you either pay us X amount of money or, you know, we're going to kill your dad or your mom or your cousin or whoever. And you had actual Hispanic Americans, Latino Americans, speaking out on this, and guess what? It didn't make the mainstream. It didn't make the mainstream news. Of course it didn't. Hardly, you know, you have to dig for this stuff. You would find it in places like the Daily Mail, or you could find it in, you know, somewhere like the New York Post. But on your mainstream media, because people watch the news more than they read it now, and mainly on YouTube. So people are unaware. People don't even know that this is going on. Again, the mainstream media is compliant, complicit, and they have blood on their hands. Because don't be fooled. See, the problem is when you're not involved the way that I am, and you're not constantly reading different articles, different reports, and digging up information on a consistent basis, you can be disconnected from just how aware these people like your Rachel Maddows and your Don Lemons. You think, oh, well, what do they have to do with it? They have everything to do with it. You just don't know it. They are aware of what the hell is going on. They know that these children are being kidnapped, raped, murdered, held for ransom. They know it's happening. They know. it's not that they just aren't reporting on it because they don't know. No, they know. They've been given orders by the CIA, who runs your media in America, by the way, to keep quiet, shut the hell up. And I'll just be honest with you, most of these people like Rachel Maddow and Don Lemon and all the rest of them, they're evil, satanic little twats, excuse me. Excuse me. I knew I was going to do it. And you knew I was going to do it at some point. I was on my best behavior for a little while. They're evil little satanic little... And you know what I want to say? They need to be dealt with. All of them. Every single goddamn one of them. Period. Because they know. And they laugh and they mock this ass clown, this little, turd, Anna, what's her name? What's the little turd's name over at TYT? The Young Turks, the Young Turds. I can't even think of her name anymore. Anna something. Starts with a K. I haven't watched it in years, but I did run across a clip where she was kind of like talking shit about, alternative media who try to expose subjects such as this, child trafficking. She was kind of like with this little fucking, this little turd face grin, laughing and mocking. And when you see these people like that, you know that they're evil and sadistic. And I want to say something so bad. I want to say it. These people are more than likely, and I can't accuse someone of something without having facts or proof of it. But I believe, and just by their response, because I read body language, by their response to the revelations of child trafficking and organ harvesting, they have this attitude like, yeah, so what? What are you going to do about it? It's not like they respond to it in a manner that's like, hey, what is this about? Is this real? Is this just a conspiracy? It's not like they're saying, oh, this probably is just a right-wing conspiracy theory. No, it's more like their body language is, yeah, it's going on. Now, what the F are you going to do about it? It's like a smug, celebratory attitude, their tone. It's like, yeah, we're doing it and we're getting away with it. Now, again, I'm not accusing them of anything. I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying that that's how they come across. Okay? I did it again. I rambled. Sorry. I think I got most of what I was trying to get out of that. Also, I want to bring up, while we're on the subject, Ted Cruz blasted DHS head Mayorkas for the same thing, for enabling child trafficking. Maybe I'll hit that in a minute. Let me go over that in just a moment. Okay, I got it. I found it. I did post it up on Jamaro1290.com. Ted Cruz exposes child trafficking at the border. He went at it with Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Homeland Security. And he accused him of putting politics in front of the protection and safety of children. He entailed the lack of security at the southern border, which allows children to be raped, kidnapped, and held for ransom, which is good. You do have people that are now bringing this out. People, you know, you have officials now that are actually bringing this information out. But one thing I wanted to make sure I highlighted here was that I watched the video. I posted the video on Jamaro 1290, so you can see it for yourself. Senator Cruz displayed different colored, or you can say color-coded, wristbands that many of the children are forced to wear as an identifier for the drug cartels. He called them modern day leg irons because these children are being sold into sex slavery. That's what he said. And he was holding up the wristbands. Okay. So these are identifiers, these wristbands that they're forced to wear. So then he would go on to ask Mayorkas, he would go on to ask Mayorkas, does he know how many children have been sold into sex slavery? Mayorkas refused to answer, and Senator Cruz stated that the deaths, the children, it says the deaths, the children are assaulted, raped, and he said it was at the feet of Homeland Security head Mayorkas' feet. And then he told Mayorkas he needs to resign, which is, you know, that's true, but what are they going to do? They're going to put in another puppet piece of shit in the same position. We all know this. So, again, you do have officials that are now bringing this information out, and that part is good. I applaud them for that. I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz, not a fan of anybody. I basically hate everyone in politics. If I got in politics, I would hate my own goddamn self. Okay? That's how much I hate politics. Because everyone's a bullshit artist, in my opinion. But right is right. And the fact that he's daring to bring this up, we don't know what he might be up against. Because like I said, this is a money-making ring. This is a money-making operation. You know, you think about going up against a major drug cartel, you're putting your life on the line. Organ harvesting is something that these people make big, big money off of. Selling of body parts. Organs. I mean, you know how much money they make off of this? You can't imagine. You cannot imagine. Just think about all of these Hollywood stars and all of the injections and the transplants and everything else. Just think about it. And not to even mention the adrenochrome. And I shouldn't even said that. I'll probably get clipped from Spotify now. But you got these blood drinking satanic occultists that are in Hollyweird. They're all about drinking the child's blood, you know? They're all about it. And again, they make mockery of it. They make fun of it. Go look at the video of, maybe I should post it. Many people have seen it already, but you had this little twat. What's her name? Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres. She had her guests on there, and they were talking about something similar to what I'm talking about right now. And I don't want to say it because I probably already, you know, it's hard being on Spotify. You know, it's like being on YouTube. Not quite as bad, but it's difficult. I got the little terms of service and the terms and conditions, and we can get rid of you at any moment if you say the wrong thing. So I have to go through that bullshit, which is why I established 1290.com. 1290ATW.com. So all my shows immediately go there. I did that for a reason. And then there's Jamaro1290.com. I'm plugging it now so that you understand. Okay. But this is far worse than what I'm even saying at the moment. If you understand the occult and understand the rituals and the practices and sacrificing of children to Moloch, because they believe in these different gods, I talk about this all the time, they sacrifice children to Moloch, okay? Go read about Moloch and Baal in the Bible, in the Old Testament, go read it. Yeah, they still do that. They still practice the ancient occult false god worshiping that they did back then. It carried over. It's just that they do it in secret now. And what I've been trying to bring out lately is that the reason why they're no longer hiding, or they're becoming more overt in their practices, and they're pushing the rights of the Satanic Church and the Satanic Temple, and they want the right to abortion as a religious right, not just, see, it started off saying it was a right for women. It was for women. No, it was for the Satanic Church. It always has been and always will be. They use women as a way to launch pad this child sacrifice thing. So then they started saying, well, and I know you're not going to believe this, but there have been certain people that have openly said, well, we shouldn't just abort the child while they're in the mother's womb. We should be able to abort them even after they're born. Because that's what it was always about. It was always about sacrificing to their gods, Moloch, Baal, or Baal, however you want to say it. And you can bet your ass, you can bet everything on it, that these children that are going missing, these undocumented children, are, not all of them, but there's a certain number, a certain percentage of them are being sacrificed. And I don't give a damn how you think about me, call me crazy, kiss my black ass while you're at it. I'm telling you that that's what's happening. You people that don't study the occult, that don't know how they move, how they operate, their signals, their sign language, their coded messages, and everything else, you don't understand and you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So unsubscribe to me, okay? Go watch Don Lemon. Go to your little safe space and listen to Don fucking Lemon. The hell off of my channel. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you don't care about to expose child trafficking, if that's a minor thing to you, that's not important to you, then you got no goddamn business even listening to my show. Go listen to The View and listen to Whoopi Goldberg pretend like she has a brain, okay? Go do that. go with the rest of the stupid asses in this country that has the mindset of a five-year-old. Go to your safe space, because this ain't it. Okay, now I had to get this story here. Looks like I'm not going to do any news this week. This came from Yahoo News. Says the report details staggering church sex abuse in Maryland. This is coming from the Associated Press. It says Baltimore. It says more than 150 Catholic priests and others associated with the some kind of church of Baltimore, sexually abused over 600 children and often escaped accountability, according to a long-awaited state report released Wednesday that revealed the scope of abuse spanning 80 years and accused church leaders of decades of cover-ups. This is what I'm talking about. I don't want to get all, 17-y, but it is interesting that, you know what I mean by 17-y, right? Talking about the board. The 17 board. But it is interesting that, again, this is all of a sudden, if you're paying attention, they're starting to, like I said, Ted Cruz talking about child trafficking, A.G. Moody, Ashley Moody. And now you have this, 80 years of abuse. It says the report paints a damning picture of the, and I don't know how to say this church's name. Is it Arcadius, whatever. Anyway, it's the oldest Roman Catholic, one of the oldest Roman Catholic churches in the country and spans much of Maryland, showing my Maryland accent, says some parishes, schools, and congregations have more than one abuser at the same time, including St. Mark Parish and Catonsville. I don't even know what the hell Catonsville is. But I'm never in Baltimore. I'm a D.C. guy. It says Catonsville, which had 11 abusers living and working there between 1964 and 2004, one deacon admitted to molesting over 100 children. What in the fuck? Excuse me. God damn. Says another priest was allowed to, to feign hepatitis treatment and make other excuses to avoid facing abuse allegations. What in the hell? Says the Maryland Attorney General's office released the findings of their years-long investigation during Holy Week. Well, no shit. It says, considered the most sacred time of year in Christianity ahead of Easter Sunday, and said the number of victims is likely far higher. And I just ran across this story, so if you see me reacting the way I am. Like, I was getting ready to get into some other topics that I had lined up, and then I saw this, and I said, nah. Damn. Says the report was redacted to protect confidential grand jury materials, meaning the identities of some accused clergy was removed. Man. So, I want to see if there's any more here that I want to cover. This is sick. It says also on Wednesday, the state legislature passed a bill to end a statute of limitations on abuse-related civil lawsuits. There should be no goddamn statute of limitations, period. It says sending it to Governor Westmore, who said he supports it, the Baltimore Archdiocese, that's how you say it, says it has paid more than $13 million for care and compensation for 301 abuse victims since the 1980s, including $6.8 million towards 105 voluntary settlements, says Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown, who took office in January, said the investigation shows pervasive, pernicious and persistent abuse. Yeah, no shit. State investigators began their work in 2019. They reviewed over 100,000 pages of documents dating back to the 1940s and interviewed hundreds of victims and witnesses. So anyway, it's too much in this article. This shit is sick. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very sick society, and there's some weird-ass people out here. And once again, what is the mainstream media talking about? Trump. There was a time when stories like these would be, like, in the media. It would at least be covered. It may not even be the main story, but it would at least be covered. You don't see this. Where do you see it? Where do you see it unless you come to channels like mine? You don't see it. But what you will see is Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump took a shit today. Trump may have wiped his ass after he took the shit. Trump blew his nose. Trump looked at a woman inappropriately. Trump took a piss and didn't wipe his hands. Or wash his hands and then wipe his hands. Right? That's where we are. Congratulate yourselves. When they collapse the society and all hell breaks loose, and you cannot pay for gas without getting permission from the government because they claim that your car is killing the birds. You have yourselves to thank. You have yourselves to thank because you idiots were too busy smelling Trump's farts. And I'm talking about the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans. We were too busy smelling Trump's farts to realize that the world around you is collapsing, closing in on you. There's going to come a time where you're going to say, when did the world end? It happened. You didn't notice it.